Last week, we looked at two kinds of poems, the cinquain and the diamante, or diamond poem. We explored parts of speech, nouns, verbs, adjectives, and adverbs with poems. Many of you wrote to us and shared your poems. In today's Everyday Grammar, we will look at the cinquain and the haiku. But we will place our attention on the use of syllables to create the poems. A syllable is a natural division of a word. For example, the word flower has two syllables, flow and er. The number of syllables in the word depends on the number of vowel sounds. In the word flower, there are two vowel sounds. Although there are about 20 vowels in English, all the sounds can be written with the letters A, E, I, O, U, and sometimes Y. One syllable can be written with more than one vowel letter, like in the word boot. Although there are two vowel letters, O and O, there is only one vowel sound, oo. When two separate vowel sounds are next to each other in the same syllable, it is called a diphthong. One way to identify vowel sounds is to clap your hands together when you hear the vowel sounds. Take the word winter. We clap our hands together twice. Winter. If you cannot clap, you can tap your foot or tap a desk or even count on your fingers.
Haiku are short poems that are based on syllables and do not rhyme. They are a Japanese art form, but writers in many countries have copied them. In English, they are expressed in three lines, and the poem has 17 syllables throughout the three lines. They are centered on nature and two opposing ideas in a single moment in time. In English, haiku can deal with nature, or they can be about anything, as long as the traditional structure is maintained. Let's look at the English form of the syllable structure for a haiku. Line 1, 5 syllables. Line 2, 7 syllables. Line 3, 5 syllables. Let's look at an example.
Sleeping guinea pigs, eyes wide open, no true trust, until food arrives. In the poem above, I wrote about my guinea pigs. We can see the syllable structure below. Sleeping guinea pigs, 5 syllables. Eyes wide open, no true trust. 7 syllables. Until food arrives. 5 syllables. Here is another example about winter. Still snowing in March. When will spring be on its way? No sunshine. So sad. Hopefully spring will be here soon. Let's move on to another kind of poem that we learned about before, the cinquain.
Just like the cinquain from last week, the form with syllables has 5 lines. Each line contains an even number of syllables. Line 1 contains 2 syllables. Line 2 has 4 syllables. Line 3 has 6 syllables. Line 4 has 8 syllables. Line 5 contains just 2 syllables, like the first line. Here is an example. Hot days arrive soon now. Sun rises earlier. Sun sets later in the evening. Warm nights. Now, let's look at the syllable structure line by line. Hot days, 2 syllables. Arrive soon now, 4 syllables. Sun rises earlier, 6 syllables. Sun sets later in the evening, 8 syllables. Warm nights, 2 syllables. If you understand syllables well, you can include a rhyme or two within the Cinquain poem.
Now you have the structure for 2 kinds of poems, created by using syllables, haiku and a Cinquain. Haiku have 3 lines. All the lines add up to 17 syllables, divided up into 5, 7, 5. A Cinquain has 5 lines and a total of 22 syllables. Each line has an even number of syllables, increasing by 2 until the last line. Now start brainstorming ideas for your own poem. Write about what you know. Get outside and take a walk. Let nature or your surroundings inspire you. Once you have an idea, you can jump right in with counting syllables. Or you can write your idea in a paragraph form or a list, and then fit it to the structure of either a Cinquain or a haiku. Send your poems to Learning English at voanews.com. Or share your poems in the comments below. We love reading what you send. We will select a few to give feedback on next week. I'm Faith Perlow.
And I'm Dan Novak.